else. I want the token man in New York.
So I like this.
The word says it's Samchal. The flex is by the other. Either Me'al in New York. I says Chayim, and this is Chol. Me'al in New York, Pashuk Shad, like most Yishai, means Me'al is Odom, and Me'al is Odom. It's Potter, the word says, point to Odom, it's Potter because he wasn't the Kabbalah the other night. That's in Kabbalah for you. So first of all, it's important to stress, it's not enough, nothing to do with Odom. Even Me'al, there's no Odom. But Me'al is Odom, where's the Odom? And even the year, the Rav brings from the Rabban, it doesn't have to be a year of nefashos, even a year's moment. All we need, it shouldn't be able to Kabbalah silikos. So maybe he's being blackmailed, maybe he wants to fix him his business with the guy. It's not obvious. Nonetheless, he's pointing to Rabbi's potter because the act of Avodah Zarah lacks in Kabbalah silikos. It's clear from the context, we see that it lacks in Kabbalah silikos. So Tosfos asks, according to Rava, so why is it, if they're ma'anas and ma'anas nefashos, why is it in the Gehorah Galiyadon? Every ma'anas nefashos is ma'abu mi'ir. It's mi'ir, and l'chayir gadol mizu. And if it's mi'ir, and he's potter. If he's potter, why does he have to be ma'anas nefesh? So Taisus answers, v'yan samachal, that even though v'diyev he's potter, but l'chafil he has to be ma'anas nefesh. So Taisus needs a hesed. L'chayir, if he's potter, that means that mi'dirai is not called the Avodah Zarah. Maybe it's also a bottom. But at the rice level, usually there's no such thing as a potter avalos. It's potter, it's mutter. Midir avalon, yeah, potter avalos. Potter midir rice, and midir avalon is also. Chorot of avalon, you don't have to be less than epish. Shaxis for the repost, but you don't have to be less than epish. So what does this mean? So the evidence, the evidence is potter, but the chachil is mobile. The chachil is behar and valyam. How can it be behar and valyam? It's something that technically is not a good result at all. So what could he say?
Right after.
I thought Tosfos should toss him. Tosfos should suck him. By Misrapi Basi Asherah. So Tosfos says that you have to be Basi Nefesh. Tosfos says, for the Isra Hanover, but Isra is not for you, Misir Nefesh. So what's wrong with Misrapi Basi Asherah? He says, because also the mitzvah was over the zara. If you're going to be misrapi from Asi Asherah, people are going to be tired in over the zara. Place of Kamino. If the case is the doctor prescribed that kind of tree generically, it's the only one available happens to be over the zara. Place that's fine. That you can take the chayla. I is also banal. Over the zara is also banal. So the Israel had no over the zara. It's not very like any other aver. You go to nefesh is like. But if the doctor said you have to go to that special magical over the zara tree, then that's already also the mitzvah was over the zara. That's where the gemara says you have to be misrapi nefesh. So we spoke through at the time, what's the Pshat and Tosfos? Also, the Mitzvah of Avodah Zarah is not a derisive Avodah Zarah. Why did we mention that before? So I suggested last week that was, what did I say? So I don't remember. What's Pshat and Tosfos? Rashi also brings up there. Rashi says, oh, is near Kimbaid in the Avodah Zarah. Near Kimbaid, that's near the derisive.
Why did we have to? We
connected it to the Smag in Tosfos in the Avodah Zarah Nundala. But the Smag says that there's no chiyuv. The Smag holds that be'emes the chiyuv mesiris nefesh is not for the love of Avodah Zarah. He says if they were ma'anasim to be oded Avodah Zarah, the Smag holds he does not violate the love. He violates the mitzvah esei v'yachta s'shem alekecha. We need the behemoth that also because he didn't violate the love. Behemoth doesn't even come never. He violated that esei v'yachta s'shem alekecha. I thought that's the pshat in Tosfos too. So he said at the time that that's the pshat in Tosfos too. Do you lie to me, Nenef from Avodah Zarah? Because maybe that's in the book, that's Avodah Zarah, but Avodah Zarah, for Avodah Zarah, there's a chayder. What you have to be Mosin Nefesh for is for Avodah Hashem. Avodah Hashem does not include to be Nenef from Avodah Zarah, but it does include that it shouldn't be also Mimiti Vos Avodah Zarah. So Af Odo Noima. If Tosfos, you have to be Mosin Nefesh, not to be Misrafi from Avodah Hashem, because also Mimiti Vos Avodah Zarah. But Rashi says, because it's near Kimbayin of Avodah Zarah, and explain because it's Avodah Hashem. So Lachas Kama Vachano, to be Mishtachem with Avodah Zarah Mamish. So that's certainly Osila Mitti Vosel Avodazar and Nirka Maid of Avodazar. It's like Gar from the Misrapi from the Avodazar. Here he's Mamish bowing down to the Avodazar. So for that, he has to be Mesin Nefesh. So really, it's Gavala to Tosfos. He's not going to Potter because he didn't violate Avodazar, but Gar has a Chayder. And excuse me, you're Potter, and you're Potter because it lacks in Kabbalah Sali Hus. But first of all, you're Potter anyway because you're honest and you have a Chayder. And besides that, Tosfos even the Avamir you're talking about. That's what's going on. We're going on Avamir. According to Rambam, without Kabbalah, so the ghost, it's not a technical violation of Avodah Zarah. So you plug there on account of it being the Avamir, besides everything else. It's Pashat not Avodah Zarah. But on the other hand, Asil Mitibos Avodah Zarah it is. Nir Kemaydib Avodah Zarah it certainly is. So for that, you have to be Mezenech. So therefore, the Chatil, you have to be Mezenech. Put that in your chat over there in the places in Samsung. Maisa the Ran also asks the question. The Ran asks that how do you have to be, what happened in Maisa Nefesh? It's just like, we're having a meal. And that was, I think, this terrace that I just put down in places, I think is not available to the Ran. Because that we spoke out in the Shesugya Mishrapi Vatsi Asher, that the Ran is chayla for Nashim Nefesh. The Ran holds that you're not allowed to be that. The Ran holds that the mysterious, the Isser mysterious. The Ran holds that Bakom Mishrap and puts me out to Zashera is because of the Isser Hanova Buddhism. And I, this Hanova Buddhism, is not a Chiyim Yisur. Says the Ran, so what? You know Bakom Mishrap? And it would arrive from Gilead Arias. You see, by Gilead Arias, after the Lusapi Mayachar again, there we say, you know Bakom Mishrap. So Abadazor also is in the Bakom Mishrap. If the Chiyim Mishrap is Nefesh by Abadazor is for Abbas Hashem, not Abadazor per se. So what's the dimming to Gilead Arias? Gilead Arias is being Mesa Nefesh without Vera of Gilead Arias. Here you're being Mesa Nefesh without the Mrs. Essay of Abbas Hashem, who says that being Nenna from Abba Desire has anything to do with Abbas Hashem. Smash with that is Cholak HaMaslach. And the Rana holds that the Chiyah Messias Nefesh is for the love of Abba Desire itself. And we have to say, well, the Kepha is Megala, that Abba Desire itself you have to be Mesa Nefesh for. So if that's the case, then Havir Koshu L'Duchta. Where is that? Why is it Abba Desire itself? It's Me'abu Mir. Without Kabbalah Sadegut, it's not an act of Abba Desire. But this Mahalak, I think it's very good for the Rashi and Tosfos because they can all like the Smah. But I think it's not going to work for the Ran. So the Ran and the Ran might say, it's the Kasha. And the Ran thought they asked this Kasha. He said, how come you machut to be Moshe Nefesh? It's not Avodah Zarah, it's Me'avon Mir. According to Rava, at least it's Me'avon Mir.
He said it's not a case of Yari Vayavon, because he said it's not on this process, it's on this moment.
Yeah, so it's even worse. If Ali Dorum Kalachan, Madachan is a moment, it's not called Avodah Zarah. Because it lacks in Kabbalah Soliulus. So, be honest, the first is Kabbalah Chaymer lacks in Kabbalah Soliulus. So, certainly not about Israel. Why do you have to be missing that? Every honest, the first is certainly not. It's certainly at least as Chomer as at least as lacking Kabbalah Soliulus as his mother.
He said in that case, Rabbi would say he's Chayav.
No, he says even a Bai would murder his pot. That's it. I'll talk to you in a minute what he said. We'll talk to what he said. Anybody have a run here? I don't need to write a second, but I'll put in the right hand to ask the question. What's going on? So first the Ran brings from Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David said that it's hak a good kasha, and it's two different cases. That the case of Me'adom Yiru, that's a potter, is talking about where he didn't say Eliyata. And that's why it lacks in Kabbalah Soligos. And even though it narrowly by the Zohar, you don't have to say Eliyata. Parish Commission don't have to say Eliyahu. That's because ordinarily when you're worshiping Avodah Zarah, not for an ulterior motive, we assume that it's with the Kabbalah Soliulus. But here where he's doing the Me'avo Mehir, Me'avo Soldom, and Mehir Soldom, so then if he doesn't say Eliyahu, we don't see over here a Kabbalah Soliulus. And that's the case of Me'avo Mehir. And in such a case, he does not have to be Mesa Nefesh, because it's not Avodah Zarah. Either Gemara says you have to be Mesa Nefesh for Avodah Zarah. That's talking about where he's telling you to say Eliyahu. Well, to say Eliyahu, it has to be Yoram Eliyahu. So that solves the problem altogether. Then it's just two different kinds of cases. Now, Rabbeinu David goes on and he says that in a case where he said Eliyahu, not only does he have to be Mesa Nefesh, because it's not the Avodah Zarah anymore, but he's Chayav Nisan Beis Din. Because he doesn't have a head to a witness. And that, the Ram goes on and he brings the Ramban. The Ramban said, by Oynus Nefoshes, he's not Chayavis. That's for sure that Beis Din is not managed for something that he did bonus. Oynus Nefoshes. Nothing to do with Me'avo Mir. Oynus Nefoshes, he doesn't quote the Pasuk, L'Nayar L'Tasadov, but that's what he means. Oynus Nefoshes, L'Nayar L'Tasadov, Avada for that year, he potter in Beis Din. And the Rabban goes on and he says, Avada, Abai doesn't argue that. By Oynus Nefoshes, even Avada, he's L'Nayar L'Tasadov, let's make the potter. That has nothing to do with Me'avo Mir. Nothing to do with the lack of Kabbalah Salihus. You could have Kabbalah Salihus. But if there's an Oinus Nefashis, then he's an Oinus Rechamon Apatra. Based on that Manashan Oinus. Very similar to what the Rambam says, based on that Manashan. Even like, even though there is Hamuris, but Avadah based on his Potter. So Avadah says the same thing, Avadah is Potter based. And Loi Bezen Echel Kulabai Nova, because if it's Oinus Nefashis, so he's stamped Potter else with an Ireland Tassel Nova. Who cares about, yes, Kabbalah Salihus, not Kabbalah Salihus? It could be Avadah's own Mamish. It could be Shvichas Dome Mamish for that matter, we saw the Rambam. But Oinus Rechamon Apatra based on his Amenish. So the machlokes of Bayin Ova, if you're chayav, if you're halter, can't be by case of oinus nefashos. It must be by case of oinus mamon. So there, Ova says, there, Rabbi says, you're not really oinus. Oinus mamon doesn't count as oinus. So you're chayav. Same as Yira. Same as Ava. Ava doesn't count as oinus. You like the guy, that's oinus. So Ava, you're chayav. And Ova said, no, you're potter, not because of oinus, but you're potter because of lasting habolus olus. That's the extra place from the Ramah. So the Rambam doesn't explain lefi the Ramban. So what do you do with the original question? So why do you have to be meisa nefesh for? Why do you have to be meisa nefesh? By oinus nefashos, you mechuyav lachatchil to be meisa nefesh. But it's not about desire. It's me'avul miyira. It lacks in habolos elios. The Rambam doesn't answer that in the Rambam. So if you look at the Rambam, it's very very glaring on mission. What's the state of the Rambam in the Rambam? The Rambam starts off and he asks, why do you have to be meisa nefesh? Me'avul miyir, according to Rava, me'avul miyir is potter. So every oinus is besides everything else, the me'avul miyir, lacks in Kabbalah's oinus. So why be meisa nefesh? So he answers in Peshem Rabbeinu David that it's two different cases. The case of me'avul miyir is where you didn't say Eliyahu, so we are lacks in Kabbalah's oinus, according to Rava. The case we have to be meisa nefesh is we have Kabbalah's oinus, so that's real Avodah Zarah. So there you have to be meisa nefesh. And Rabbeinu David adds to boot that in that case, you chayav miyir. If you did it, you chayav miyir. Comes on the Ramban, and at that last taboot, that last little knage, the Ramban is chayav. And the Ramban says, that in that last case, the Ramban says, that I don't think you chayav misa by oinus nefashos. Because you're oinus. Forget Kabbalah's oinus, you're oinus. What about you? The case of Me'avul Miyira, in which Abai and Rava are arguing, is not where you said, the case of Abai and Rava is where it wasn't Oinus Nefashos, it was merely Oinus Mamon. So you don't have to worry about the Nayan Tazadon. So the case of Abai and Rava is about Kabbalah Salinas. Okay? But then, what about the original question? What is there about to do with the original question? How come, why, in a case of Oinus Nefashos, why do you have to be Moshe Nefesh? 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 It's not an act of Avodah Zarah. It's a lacks in Kabbalah Salihus. It's Me'avul Miyira. The Rambam didn't come back and address that.
Doesn't he continue? He says that it's because he learned from his Bnei Tafshi.
The Rambam says that even though you're potter by Oinus Nefashos, so why have you Moshe Nefesh if you're potter? Says the Ramban, you have to be Moshe Nefesh L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Did I talk about this part of the Ramban about L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
We're not doing the grass story.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah, the Ramban says you have to be Moshe Nefesh L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there, the Ramban is explaining, if you're potter, why have you Moshe? If you're potter, I'll say this. That's lack of Kabbalah Salihus. But if you're potter else to oinus, so why do you have to be Moshe Nefesh? You're oinus. Says the Ramban, you have to be Moshe Nefesh, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch. So maybe it means Chil Hashem, but I don't think it could mean Chil Hashem, because the Ramban in the Lachamis is referring to this, but Sim is not Chil Hashem. And the Ramban at the end of our parish also says, Hashem the Ramban, that but Sim is not the Chil Hashem. That's why the Noyach, but Sim for sure will have a problem, because that's not the Chil Hashem. Even if they're Sim of Chil Hashem, but Sim is not the Shul Chil Hashem. I think the Ramban means something else. The Ramban means maybe you're potter because of an Ireland Tassadova, so you have no culpability. But in Avera it is. You're not allowed to do it Avera. Even if it's L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to do it Avera. Because even if you're not going to be punished, I say Dvarim L'Shem Kaimel. The Rebbeinu Shem said not to do it, so you're not allowed to violate Yisurim, even if the Rebbeinu Shem says if you do it, you're going to be potter. That's a different story than L'Shem. But the Ramban is saying, in Avera it is. It's an Avera of Avodah Zarah. So you're not going to be nenesh with an Ireland Tassadova. But an Aver is this. So if it's an Aver, you're not allowed to do it. You have to be Moshe Nefesh. Because the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be Moshe Nefesh. There's no Heter B'chaimah. What is it, heter b'chayvim? Is it heter b'chayvim? Here's no heter b'chayvim by Avodah Zarah. You happen to be not able to, we can't punish you because of the Nanayat Pasadona. But it's an aver, you're not allowed to do an aver. Even if it's nothing to do with, even if you won't get punished, scot free, free pass. You're not gonna get punished. So what? But the mice, it's an aver. The Shem Kashbok, you're not allowed to do it. So that's far as Nanayat is concerned. But the question is, but why is it an aver? If it's Me'abu Me'ira and it lacks in Kabbalah Silihus, so why is it even called an aver of Avodah Zarah? What's the say that Rambam and Rambam? We'll skip Rambam and Rambam. Well, Rambam is a kash. Me'avu me'ira is potter. Me'avu me'ira is potter. Because it lacks in Kabbalah Silichos. Elihos. Chaser be Kabbalah Silichos. Right, so the question is, so why do you have to be Mesa Nefesh? It's not an act of Avodah Zarah. So Rambam and Rambam's answer is, two different cases. That the Meisa Nefesh, when he says Eliyah, and then he doesn't have the Torah of Me'avu, and therefore there's no Torah of Me'avu Me'ira, Lachain, Ein Loi Torah Avu Me'ira. That's a better version. Ein Loi Torah Avu Me'ira, and he's Chayiv. As we've been adopted. Which the Ramban says, even if there's no Ptur of Avodah Zarah, but why are you chayim? This will require the Tassa Dollar. You have Oymus Nefoshes. Ain't a chayim. Because it's Oymus. Rak Mois and Nefesh. Bishul Aver Asma. Lashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So my question is, okay, you dealt with this part. The Rabbeinu Dov said that if you said Eliyato, you're Chayiv Misa. And the Ramban says, no, you're not Chayiv Misa because you're an Onus. But still in all, it's an Avera. You may be Onus, but it is an Avera, and if you have to be Mesa Nefesh, you'll Avera Asma. So my question is, but why is it even an Avera? What happened to the original problem that Me'avu Me'ira lacks in Kabbalah Silihus? So that's really not an Avera. Why is it even L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Yichalana Loim Alatoshis for Avas Hashem, but the whole Rambam doesn't have anything about Avas Hashem. It's very, and I said the Rambam by Asa Hashem doesn't have that notion of Avas Hashem. Very hard to read into the Rambam the Toshis sheet about Avas Hashem the after. So what's the Hakadosh Baruch Hu? So I think the emphasis of Poshet of Shad is that the Rambam is not arguing with Rabbeinu Dov that it's two different cases. That the case of Me'avu Me'ira is we didn't say Eliyahu. Rabbeinu Dov was a Talmud Rambam. Not Rochel. The Rabban agrees to the Rabbeinu Dovid that the cases have to be two different cases. The case of Avo Yeruz, we didn't say Eliyahu. So that's talking out of it as well. You don't have to be Meisa Nefesh. The case we have to be Meisa Nefesh is when we said Eliyahu, that's an act of Avodah Zarah. The only thing is Rabbeinu Dovid went further and he said, and therefore Yechayev. And that the Rabban says, oh, 1 second, don't go so far as that. Chayev, can't be Chayev, you're Onus. It's an Aver, you have to be Meisa Nefesh. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not Chayev, basically. So the Ramban just arguing on this line that Rabbeinu David went too far. Rabbeinu David said, "But Eliyahu, since it's not Me'avu Me'ira, so you're not chayiv and basin." So Ramban says, "You're not chayiv and basin. You're onus. If you have onus nefashis, you're onus. Even Abai would agree that you're onus. So the case of Me'avu Me'ira must be we were mamish onus because then Abai wouldn't argue. So Abai Yira is my onus mama. But Ramban's not addressing the original question." If Me'avu Me'ira is potter in a technicality, then because it's not a Kabbalah Silihus, so why do you have to be Mois Nefesh? In a Chirami, for that Rabbeinu Dov's answer, that you have to say like Rabbeinu Dov. If the case of Me'avu Me'ira is we didn't say Eliyahu, and the case of that we have to be Mois Nefesh is where you said Eliyahu. I think that's not Kabbalah Pashat Shat Nirani. He's not walking back at original Rabbeinu Dov. The whole Machlokes of Rabbeinu Dov in their mind is about a side point. In the case of there's only Nefoshus, but you said Eliyahu, Rabbeinu Dov said, oh, Eliyahu, there's no, it's not Me'avu Me'ira. You have Kabbalah Silihus, so you have to be Mosin Nefesh. And the Ramban says, you're right, it's not Me'avu Me'ira, you have Kabbalah Silihus, and you have to be Mosin Nefesh. But don't tell me that you're Chayim based. You're Chayim based already, you never have an Emes Nefesh. That's a little posture. Yeah, moving along. Let's go back to Tosis. Maisa Tosis says, not like all this. Taisa says that it's not two different cases, not like a vinegar. It's one case. Me'avo mi'ira, there's no carbonus and loosen your potter. And nonetheless, even though your potter, now we're going to Taisa. Even though your potter, the last thing carbonus and loos, halamakan, the chatchilo, you have to be mesa nefesh. And we're adding, it's not, this place doesn't say, but we're adding to places because of the Ahavta. Very good. The truth is, it's also in the business. It doesn't say that. It says, hold the chachilu yit yipotu, but yavad yipotu, the chachilu yafi mesa nefesh. What I'm saying is, it's a little bit of a, we're putting hard into that place. It means the chachilu yafi mesa nefesh, because it's an essay of Yahavta Shem Lekecho, and that already doesn't matter if technically it's not Avod HaZor, but it lacks an Avod HaShem. Also limited. Okay. So now I have a question. It comes down according to Tosis. If this is the right Havon Tosis, that when a person is Avod HaZor under duress, under onus, so the only reason why he has to be Mesa Nefesh is because of Yahavta. But without Yahavta, it would not be an act of Avod HaZor at all, because it lacks in Kabbalah's Elihus. In fact, even after the Yahavta, it really is not an act of Avod HaZor. You have to Mesa Nefesh anyway. But as far as Avod HaZor is concerned, he really lacks in Kabbalah's Elihus. It's not a kasha. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold from the Yahavta. Right? Shmuel doesn't have to draw from the Yahavta. He holds Avod HaZor, you don't have to be Mesa Nefesh. Why by Avod HaZor don't you have to be Mesa Nefesh? What did Rabbi Shmuel say? Why did Rabbi Shmuel leave B'chayda? Typically, this Me'avon Me'ir is not Avod HaZor at all. B'chayda says it's an Isser, but it's Surah Mamutah because of B'chayda. Rabbi Shmuel should have said more. It's not an Isser. It's Me'avon Me'ir. According to Rava, the Me'avon Me'ir is Poter, that means it's not Avod HaZor. Now I had to do it because it lacks in Me'avta. You have to even listen to Nefesh because of Me'avta. But Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold for Me'avta. So if you don't hold from Me'avta, what do you have to command to B'chayda? It's not an Aver. It's supposed to say it's not an Aver. So maybe we'll say, maybe it's not an Aver. It's not an Aver der Aisa. It's still an Aver der Rabbonon. You need B'chayda to take off the Aisa der Rabbonon. Then I'll ask a different question, related question. Rodma says in Aver der Zohar that if you're Mishnach of a Behem to Behem of Goymes, so if it was Bitsina, the Behem was Mutter because of B'chayda. First, you're not going to see the Midrash, but the sin of the Behem is Mutter because of Bechayim. Why does Rabbi need Behem Bechayim? And who wouldn't say Bechayim? The Behem is Mutter because it's not Avod HaZor, it's Me'avu Mir. But Yahavta is not going to ask the Behem. Right, that's the Bechayim, that's the whole question. Yahavta alone can't ask the Behem. You know what I'm asking? It's a Chah. But Bechara, it says in the Gemara of Avon Yira, Gemara in Samachala, that according to Rava, Me'avon Me'ira, since there's no Kabbalah, it's not Avod HaZor. So Tosis is busy, so why do you have to be Mesa Nefesh? So Tosis, it's not Avod HaZor, you have to be Mesa Nefesh anyway. So we're suggesting, what Shad and Tosis is, you have to be Mesa Nefesh anyway because it lacks in the Yahavta. So I'm asking, that's good if you hold from the Yahavta, but Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold from the Yahavta. And if Rabbi Shmuel holds, you don't have to be Mesa Nefesh or Avod HaZor. Rabbi Shmuel says, you don't have to be Mesa Nefesh or Avod HaZor because of the Chayvan. Mesim Mishmol to say better. You don't have to be Mesim Nefesh Avod HaZor because it's not an Aver. Because if you do it under duress, it lacks in Kabbalah Shalihus, and if it lacks in Kabbalah Shalihus, it's not an Aver.
Isn't
that only
by
Avon Meir?
Is that true by Stella Avod HaZor?
No, but we're talking about Avon Meir. They're holding a gun to his head. The case of Mishmol is they're holding a gun to his head and they're saying worship Avod HaZor. So Mishmol says you're allowed to do it because of Mechayim. Rabbi Shmuel says you're allowed to do it because it's not Avod HaZor, because if they're holding a gun to his head, then there's no Kabbalah Shalihus. So in Rabbi Shmuel himself, maybe it's not so terrible. We'll say, like I said before, even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that in your Abonon, even Rabbi who said Me'avu Mir is Poter, and it's not Avod HaZor Me'Deraisa, but about the Chachilin I do it. Now that I go around, we're bowing down to Avod HaZor Me'avu Mir. Why not? It's not Avod HaZor. It's not Kabbalah Elihus. Midr Abonon. So we have to. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have the after. So we'll say, but because Midr Abonon, maybe it's also. So you need the Chayben to take off your Midr Abonon too. That works in Rabbi Shmuel, but it doesn't work in Rabban Avod HaZor. Rabban Avod HaZor, let's see, holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabban Avod HaZor is Machad, but Sin and Peres. So the Pasuk Shat and Rava, like Shmuel, the first part, the original understanding of Pesach and Rava, is that Rava is going like Rabbi Shmuel. So with Sinai it's okay because of a Chayvim, but not before Esrim. So listen, we talk about Esrim the Behemoth. It's not about the Zohar. Somebody said they're abundant, but some of the Behemoth doesn't become also. So what does Rava have to quote? Rava quotes for Chayvim too. Hakol Hayu B'chal Hakol Hayu B'chal Lo'isavdim, but then it says B'chayvim. But with Haresu it says in Nikdashli, so Rava has to come after B'chayvim. What do you mean B'chayvim? It's not about the Zohar.
Between the Lord of Zarastam and the Lord of Zarastam, the Behemoth, since people worship Behemoth, instead of Lord of Zarastam, and even if you have no Kavanah, even if there's no Kavanah on the host, it's still considered a Lord of Zarastam. Yeah, but it's a different Malachi. That's quite the second Malachi.
So I was thinking maybe, but I don't know if it's a terrace really. I was thinking maybe, you know, I keep saying Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold from the after. Maybe that's not true in part. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold from the Nafshecha. I'm not sure he doesn't hold from the after. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have the drosha of Bechol Nafshecha to the Mentalist Nafshecha. But he might, because he still agrees there's an essay of Avos Hashem. Because Rabbi Shmuel might agree that there's a mitzvah of Avos Hashem, that if you over me Avos Meiro, so you violate the mitzvah's essay of Avos Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel just holds that, you don't have to go to Nefesh for that. Because there's v'chaybem in that too. That's why Rabbi Shmuel had to call it v'chaybem. But it's still showing Rabbi. Why did Rabbi have to come out to v'chaybem? You need v'chaybem to take off your haftar. How does we have to ask the behemoth? If it's not over the Zorah, then to ask the behemoth, the haftar is not going to ask the behemoth. And that's will tell you a very radical thing, that maybe Avos Hashem calls to ask the behemoth. But the Biskov said this, I told you this week, the Biskov said that the behemoth is not also asked over the Zorah. The name is about Chayit, I don't know what it is. It's an evidence because he's Sabbath Barber. So maybe even the Haftar is enough to make it a Sabbath Barber. It's an Aveir that has to do with Abel Zohar. Maybe Avos Hashem is also enough to ask the Behemoth. But then it's still shit because it's not like the Smak. The Smak is the Perish out there. The Smak is the Perish. Avos Hashem doesn't ask the Behemoth. So if Avos Hashem doesn't ask the Behemoth, so Avos Hashem doesn't ask the Behemoth. So according to Rabbah, why do you need Bechayit? Bechayit is only the Avos Behemoth. This is where I break down. Why do you need? Bottom line is, according to Rava, that Me'avo Me'iro is potter. It's not Kabbalah Alivos. So I feel the time that it's still an essay of Yahavta, so of Yahavta, or it's still in Sitra Bonon. But at the right level, it's not about the Zohar. Ask the Chaybem. Forget about this. Ask the Chaybem. It's not about it. I'll ask Kabbalah Alivos. Ask Me'avo Me'iro. On technical grounds, it's not an act of the Zohar. And why in the world does Rabbi Abba Zohar have to say that? Hey, was with it because of Max and Barabbah. Because of Bechaybim. Forget Bechaybim. It's not Abba Zohar in the first place. It's Mamash not Abba Zohar. What is it, Abba Hashem? So that's the smack. Abba Hashem doesn't ask him.
If Rabbi Abba Zohar is going like Bishmuel, that works.
No, it's not. It doesn't work. Because if Rabbi is going like a Bishmuel, then he doesn't help him with all the Ashur. So what do you have? You have Abba Hashem. But for Abba Hashem, he's not going to ask him the Behemoth. Plus, I mean, we're fumbling around the question. The question itself is a partial question. I'm looking for different avenues of escape. I'm not really, they're getting close enough. But the question is, you have a Gemara about the Zohar, some of the Mishtachav is the Behemoth. Rava says, the sin of the Behemoth is Mutter. Why is the Behemoth Mutter? So Rava says, because of the Chayben. That's the Pharisee Rava, that's the Chayben. I'm asking, forget the Chayben. The Behemoth is Mutter because it's not about the Zohar. Because you're doing it by Avon Mir. Any of it. Okay, that's Tzarchin. I'm going to leave out Tzarchin. There's one other Nikud I wanted to talk through. Then we really have to go back in the world. Probably not today. But I want to talk to one other Nikud. That same Ran as Havachal brings Rabbeinu Dovid. Another Chiddush from Rabbeinu Dovid. Rabbeinu Dovid said, first of all, you already saw put up in the board. Rabbeinu Dovid says that if you said Eliyahu, by the Gimel Averes Hamuros, by Avodah Zarah, if he does it, he's chayav. But that was the Ramban. The Masech Lachai Mishlo in the Shachon. Patri Lachai Mishlo. But when Dover is in the Chadash, that you chayev that if you saw the Ramban, that like the Rambam, when Dover holds by the Gimel Averis Chamurus, you're not allowed to be. You have to be Moshe Nefesh. And if you don't, if you're not Moshe Nefesh, then you chayev. Then you're Mamash chayev basically. What about the Farhesu? What about Shara Averis with Farhesu? You also have to be Moshe Nefesh. It's a Shabbos with Farhesu. But the guys doing the Bahab Rosh, like that, you know, Labir, not Lahanos Asmith, but the case where you have to do less than average. So somebody was with Hayesio, Nesar Yisrael, with Abir El Adas, and he was Machal Shabbos. So does Rebbe David say there also that he's Chayav Musa? Potter. Rebbe David is the Fetish. They're already a Potter. What's the difference? He says, oh, so here he's supposed to be less than average, and here he's supposed to be less than average. What's the difference? The Gimel Aver is we have to be less than average, but Sinon. And if you do it, Rebbe Nadavid says, Yechayim Yisro. And Faresio, Sharabes Faresio, we also have to do Moshe Nefesh. And there Rebbe Nadavid says that if you do it already, there Rebbe Nadavid concedes that you're caught. So Rebbe Nadavid himself explains. He says, by the Gimel Averis Chamurus, you have to be Moshe Nefesh for the Chaymer Aver. Look at the Chaymer Aver requires to be Moshe Nefesh. So there, Rebbe Nadavid holds that's called you did Avodah Zarah, Yechayim Yisro. Shaykh by Shara Beres really have a chayber. You have to be Moshe Nefesh to fill Hashem. But just because you have to be Moshe Nefesh to fill Hashem, it doesn't revert to being chayb Yisrael. You violated Chil Hashem, Chil Hashem is no chiva based. Whereas by the Gimel Averis Chamurus, they don't have a chayber, mitzad atzmon. So there you're not called the Olus. You're not called the Olus. You're not called the Olus. You violated Gimel Averis Chamurus, you're chayb Yisrael. Maybe I'm putting words now in a bit of Dov's mouth. I know, that's what he said. He said, by the Gimel Averis Chamurus, where it's Machmas Chaymer Averis, so if you do it, you're Chaymer. Masha'enke by Shara Averis, where you have to be Moshe Nefesh, not for the Chaymer Averis, you simply don't have to be Moshe Nefesh. You have to be Moshe Nefesh for Chil Hashem. So if you did it, you violated Chil Hashem, but you didn't violate the Averis itself. Or you're not Chaymer, at least for the Averis itself. That kind of minute on. In a way, it's the exact mirror image, the exact opposite of whom? Of the smag, the opposite of the smag. The smag says that by the gimel averis bitsino, you only violate the essay of the after. But the lav, you don't violate not the asara and not the einish. But the farhesio, you have to be moist and nefesh with the aver itself. So then a hadri lusura kama ben la einish ben la misa. I mean, the dove is mamish the opposite of the smag. The smag holds. That mitzino is just v'yahafto, but the aver itself you don't violate the law. But the faresio you have to be moshe nefesh for the law itself, and there you violate the law too. You chayav for the law. Ben loyish ben lasov. And Rebbe Nadavid is mamash just the opposite. Mitzino we have to be moshe nefesh for the chaymer avero. So there you chayav. It's called you chayav. You get the others. You chayav. You believe it. The faresio. So then you only be moshe nefesh shechil Hashem. So then you're not chayav. That was the opposite of the smart. Very fascinating. Management of Kotzel, Kotzel. So the big shaila in Rebbeinu David is how in the world does he learn the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Start one thing at a time. In the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, somebody worshipped the Behemoth of Oyas. So Rav Zeira says, Behemoth is Mutter. Because Oyas Rechmana Patr, we're not in the Pasuk Dom. He's Potter. So what's the kasha? Well, maybe that was too long. According to the Rebbe Nadavid, is he potter? He's chayav. That's all she did. Rebbe Nadavid. That if by gimel averis chamurus, where you have the chayav averis, where you have the blessing efforts of the chayav averis, if you did it, the chayav averis. So as mamas they had not only the averis, they did potter. Lenar le tasa dover. What was lenar le tasa dover? So by gimel averis chamurus, which you have to do blessing efforts. Maybe Rav Zeira holds like a Mishmal. And you don't have to pack up your Moshe Nefesh for the Chaymer Aver. Same way some Rishonim say Rav Zeira holds like a Mishmal. Maybe Rav Zeira is going like a Mishmal. So So that's why you have to, don't have to be, you're not chayav, because you don't have to be Mesa Nefesh. Then that's the chayav not available, because then why would Rav Zeir have to say, L'nayar L'tasa Dover? He should have said, L'chayav. The Pashut Shad in Rav Zeir is, like Tosis speaks out, Tosis actually made the deal. He said, why did Rav Zeir say L'chayav? Right? Because Rav Zeir knows you have to be Mesa Nefesh, there's no L'chayav. But Rav Zeir says, but you're still pumped because L'nayar L'tasa Dover. That's not going to work. So Rav Zeir is very hard. Rav Zeir is mamish against Rav Zeir. And Rav's not even any better. What did Rav answer? Rav said, well, if it's Bitsina, maybe Bitsina is a chayman. But for Hesio, the name is also because it's Chil Hashem. What Ben Adov says, Chil Hashem itself doesn't mean that you violated Chil Hashem, but you didn't violate the very Atma. Chil Hashem is a separate thing. This is very sure. How is this Rav Ben Adov going to make heads or tails of the Gemara of Elazar? Rav Shmuel asked the Kasha. He glances at the Tzorchim. He says that the Gadol also talks about it. He doesn't say that Rav he says he heard or remembers that the Gadol also asked the Kasha. He doesn't bring it. He says it there. Say, I really want to look up the Gadol. I didn't have one at home. So maybe someone wants to look up the Gadol and see what happens. Maybe I'll look up. Does he address this? But I want to try to address this problem. How is Rav Ben Adov going to make sense of the Gemara? I want to say Adov Chodesh. The Adov has the. It's easier just to focus, start with Rav Zeir. Just keep it simple. Just to hold on to the Chayim. Rav Zeir seems to be mamish against Rav Ben Adov. Rav Ben Adov says by the Gimel Averes Chamurus, and the Kashin in Rav Zeir is B'derech Mimonoshech. If Rav Zeir holds like the Rabbanon. So what is he saying? Well, the Rabbanon said that according to the Rabbanon, since you have to be moist and nefesh with the chaymer of erat, well, you take a chayim misu. Conversely, if you also like Rabbi Shmuel, that you don't have to be moist and nefesh, so what do you have to say? Well, the tassel dover paper clip with this v'chayim. What's that? La'olam, let's say that Rabbi Zeir is going like Rabbi Shmuel. The whole Gemara of the Zohar is going with Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Zeir and Olam. But soon you don't have to be Mitzvah Nefesh. You're allowed to be Mishtachah with Yidei. But maybe Rav Ben Adov held that, and this is how I read the Gemara, even if you're allowed to be Mishtachah with the Behemah should still be awesome. Because at the end of the day, the Behemah was never. That's still true. The Behemah was never. You were allowed to be able to the Behemah. Never mind the Pala'ah. It's not really going that way. No, I'm not worried about that. The Behemah was never. It's like Chil Shabbos. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Goynes. But there was still a Chil Shabbos. I mean, maybe Shabbos. But here for sure, the Behemah was never. So, never mind. But you were allowed to do it. It was Behemah to go. Mechaybeh was Behemah to go. Rabbi Shmuel was Mechaybeh, even by what is our. So what if it's Mechaybeh? The Biskovili was Eimanemis. What's your Zeir? Well, everybody's going to be busy with you. If you're Pot or you're Chayiv, who cares if you're Pot or you're Chayiv? The Behemah is never, at the end of the day. The Behemah is never. So what is even a help to say to you? Why is the Behemah Mutter? So the Biskov says, never the Bavero, it's not a Bavero, and if you're allowed to do it, then it's not called the Sabbath Bavero. I think Eimanemis is going to have a different take on this. But the emes is, you really, the behemah should have to be awesome. Because at the end of the day, the behemah was never. Who cares if you were allowed to be mishtacha, but the behemah was never. So why is the behemah taka not awesome? Rabbi Lung Rabbi Zeir, and he says, what does l'nayar l'tasa dola mean? It's really b'chayvim, you're allowed to do it. But so what? The behemah should be awesome. So I have to add, b'chayvim is not enough. I have to add l'nayar l'tasa dola. What does l'nayar l'tasa dola give me? In l'nayar l'tasa dola, it says that b'mokam oynish, the mice is misyaches to the ma'anis and not to the nemes. This is famous Reb Chaim, the Shlomo says as well. That the idea of l'nayar l'tasa dover is that there is kilu, it's not called the person who did it by him, it's not called that he did it. It's not the mice, not misyaches to him. The mice is misyaches to the ma'anis. That's Pashut Shat and Pasuk. Kiyashiyokum isho reil baharoga yivetash kena dover azeh. By Ritzikot, to whom is the Ritzikot misyaches? To the Ritzikot or to the Mitzach? The Ritzikot. So the pasuk says, "Somebody's ma'anas the isha, so even though she did giliyais mechayer, the giliyais not misyaches to her, it's misyaches to him, because the aver is misyaches to the ma'anas and not to the nemes." So over here, So let's say somebody was Ma'anis Reuven, or a guy, let's say, well, let's say even a Jew was Ma'anis Shimon. I don't really matter, it could be a guy to that matter. A guy was Ma'anis somebody, a Jew, to be Mishtachavit to his behem. And we're going like Rabbi Shmuel, it's Mutter. So what if it's Mutter? So Mutter is Mutter. So it's Mutter, but the behem was never. Avodah Zarah happened, why isn't the behem also? Terence says, but who did the Avodah Zarah? The Jew or the guy? But the Nile of Tassel David tells me that who did the Avodah Zarah? Since it's going Rabbi Shmuel, you're allowed, it's a case of Oidus, right? You're not Mechuyot to Moshe Nefesh, it's called Oidus. So who did the Avodah Zarah? The guy. Can the guy ask the behem? No, it's not his behem. That's the Gemara over there in Avodah Zarah. You can only ask your own behem. That's what Zerah over here is saying. Zerah is saying that the person. The Tassa Dabba. Which Zerah does. We're going to talk in Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel, you talk, it's a legitimate oneness in your potter. But the question was, so quote the Chaybin. Why are you telling me when the Tassa Dabba, take a claim from the Chaybin, place his deal. Tyson made the deal. The letter of Zerah said, if Rabbi Zerah really holds it as mutter, you should say the Chaybin. What does he have to say when the Tassa Dabba? Terence says, the Chaybin is not enough. The Chaybin just says that the Yisrael was allowed to do it. Because he was under a compulsion, he was under an ice. So he was allowed to do it, because he wasn't Rabbi Shmuel. But so what if he was allowed to do it? The mice of the behemoth was never. So why isn't the behemoth also? Avodah Zarah happened, why isn't the behemoth also? Says Rabbi Zeir, no, and I that's the dollar. Avodah Zarah happened, but to whom? Who did it? The guy did it, not the Yisrael. It's not his own, but not his behemoth. That's what Rabbi Zeir wants for the Nair of the Tassadol. So then what does Rava say? Here we have to listen, what's Rava's response? Rava says, was chaloshem kosher. It's silly, right? But the peresim was chaloshem kosher. It's also Rabbi Shimon. The whole thing's Rabbi Shimon. But silly, you're right, Rabbi Zeir. You have a good argument. When I let Tassa Dover, the onus is Messiahes and the Ma'anis and not to the Nemes. But the Ferhesia to this Velezichal, certainly so. A Velezichal is a Koshi, okay, which possibly is one of the Sikhim of Chil Hashem. It's Chil Hashem. So the Shaila says, what if it's Chil Hashem? Chil Hashem is not a reason to ask the Bein. The whole Rebbe Nadav says Chil Hashem is Isim and Asad. Rebbe Nadav says, for Chil Hashem, you're not Chayim Isim. It doesn't revert to being. And even if it would revert to being to not being. Right, Rebbe Nadav says, Chil Hashem does not make it revert to not being a Chil Hashem is still like this. This is violated the side issue of Chil Hashem. So what's Rabbi saying? Chil Hashem. So what if it's Chil Hashem? Rabbi Nadavid says Chil Hashem is a side issue. Not like the smile that Chil Hashem puts it back a Hadri L'Chloli. Rabbi Nadavid says Chil Hashem is not a Hadri L'Chloli. Chil Hashem is Chil Hashem. Fine. Terrible. Chil Hashem. It doesn't. But as far as that, but Zohar itself is concerned, he's still honest. If you go in Rabbi Shmuel. So what happened to where did Aaron Tassu Dover go? So here I think the answer is, what Rabbi is saying is that since, you're right, the Maisa, since it says Lanair Latasa Dover, in Lanair Latasa Dover of Zera, it says that the Maisa is the to the Ma'anis and not to the Nenas. But that's only where the Nenas did not have any Ishtapus in this Maisa at all. For example, Betsino, where the Nenas was totally honest. He had no Chiyuv Besiris Nefesh on any aspect of this Maisa. So the whole Maisa is Mesiachas to the Ma'anis and not to the Nenas. But whereas with Ferhesio, so now this Maisa has a dual nature. It's Avodah Zarah, but it's also Chil Hashem. And the Avodah Zarah part, it's Takoyos. Chayvet, it doesn't have to be Mesiah Nefesh. And L'chorah, but on the other hand, on the Chil Hashem part, he does have to be Mesiah Nefesh. So now we want to know who did this Maisa of Shtach Avodah, the Goy or the Yid? So if you look at it, it's how the Maisa, the Avodah Zarah, Shavoy, L'chorah, the Goy. Because by a Mokum Oynes, the Maisa of Mesiach is to the Ma'anis and not to the Nenas, Kaob. But on the other hand, Mitzad the Chil Hashem Shabbat, the Maisa is Mesiach is to the Yisrael. Because for Chil Hashem, he does have to be Maisa Nefesh. The minute you have to be Maisa Nefesh, it's no longer an onus. That's after all, that's part of Abinadab's thesis. That for something that you don't, for something that you're Mechuyot to be Maisa Nefesh, you're Chayef. That's Rabbeinu David. Like Gimel Averis Chamur is the Mashal, according to the Rabbanu. You have to be Maisa Nefesh of Gimel Averis Chamur. The whole sheet of Rabbeinu David is that if you did it, you're Chayef. Because if you have to be Maisa Nefesh, then you're not honest. That's part of, that's inherent in Rabbeinu David. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds even if you're Maisa Nefesh, you're still honest. But that's human nature. Even though you're Mechuyev to be Maisa Nefesh, that's superhuman. You have to be Maisa Nefesh. But if you did it, you're honest in your potter. The whole Rabbeinu David is not the way. The whole Ben Adavid is that for the, those things for which you have to be Meisa Nefesh, Gimel Averis Chamuris, according to their bottom, you have to be Meisa Nefesh. Says Rabbi Ben Adavid, if you were frail and you were Omer, you chayim Misum. Are you Onus? Ben Adavid said, why are you Onus? You were supposed to be Meisa Nefesh. If you're supposed to be Meisa Nefesh, you're not Onus. That's part of Rabbi Ben Adavid. So now here, let's think about this case of Avodah Zarah. You're going with Rabbi Shmo. So Betzino, you're not supposed to be Meisa Nefesh. There's Bechai then. And therefore, if you did it, you were honest. And if you were honest, it was Yachas to the Ma'anas and not to the Nenas. And the Behem was Mutter. But now, if it's Befer Hesio, so mixed into this Maisa, you have, yes, the Maisa of Avodah Zarah, which you have a Chai Behem, and you're an honest. But mixed into this Maisa, you also have a Maisa of Chil Hashem. For Chil Hashem, already have to be Meisa Nefesh. For Chil Hashem, you're not an honest. And if you're not an honest, the Maisa was Mesiachas to you. So Rava's time is, once the mice is Mesiachas to you b'miksas, then the mice is Mesiachas to you completely. Now, even though Mitzad Avodah Zarah Shabbat Yitaka Potter, that's Rabbi David, Mitzad Avodah Zarah Shabbat Yitaka Potter, because then Yitaka had Mechai B'hem. And once you have a Chai B'hem, Mechai B'hem, Onos, and if you're Onos, the mice is Mesiachas to the Manus. But Rava says, but if mixed into this mice, that there's another element of Chil Hashem, and Mitzad the Chil Hashem already you're not Onos, so once you're not Onos, Mitzad the Chil Hashem, then the mice is your mice. And once the mice is your mice, then the behavior becomes also the fear behavior. Because even though you didn't violate the Torah, mitzad the avodah zarah shavoi, it's not your. The guy did them. You're allowed to do it. You're not mechutz to meisa nefesh for the avodah zarah shavoi. Remember, the whole idea here is the behemoth avodah zarah happened. Even if it were pure oinus, avodah zarah happened. The only thing is, who did it? The guy did it. It's not his behemoth. So last name of meisa dovah shein shalom. So Rava's time is, but for Hesio, so you do have a hishtatvus in the Maisa. The Yisrael, the Baal HaBeima, has a hishtatvus in the Maisa. Because mitzad the Chil Hashem Shabbat, he was supposed to be Maisa Nefesh. So mitzad the Chil Hashem Shabbat, he's not Onus. And the Chil Hashem, there is no Belenayar Latasadomer. So a chelik of this Maisa the Yisrael did. So now I have, and Avodah Zarah happened, and a shutif in the Maisa was, Yisrael was a shutif in the Maisa, and he's the Baal HaBeima. So now you can't say any Maisa Dovah Shein Shalom. The Mais Yishtach Avoya was Bishutvus with the Yisrael. And Yisrael is the Baal HaMeim and the behavior becomes us. That's in the Kudus of HaChaykh Kasi, which is in the Zayin Rav. It's in the Pshat Ningman. Not like Tosis B'chat. But if I leave it to be Miyashiv, the Gemara with Rebbein Adovid, it's a new Mahalach in the Gemara. We're going, the whole Gemara is going with Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara is going with Rabbi Shmuel. Because if we would not be going with Rabbi Shmuel, then there'd be no, then you'd be Chayiv Miso. And if you'd be Chayiv Miso, there's no Lanar Tassadov. How can you say Lanar Tassadov if you're Chayiv Miso? So we must be going with Rabbi Shmuel. If we're going like Rabbi Shmuel, it's v'chaybem. So why didn't Rabbi Zera just say v'chaybem? Terence says v'chaybem, but alone doesn't cut it. V'chaybem's not enough, so v'chaybem. So he did better. But Avodah Zarah happened. The behemoth shivinesa. The Terence says v'lanayr tassadover comes in once you have v'chaybem. So now v'lanayr tassadover kicks in and says Avodah Zarah happened, but who did it? The ma'anas and not the nenas. That's only where it was just betzino. So Rabbi says that's good betzino. Betzino it was taka v'chaybem. And therefore he was onus. And if he was onus, the mice is yachas to the ma'anis, and not to the nenas. And therefore the name was mutter, because the name was a dover shein shalom. But if it was b'far hesio, so now there was a chelik of this mice for which he was supposed to be mice nefesh. That chelik already doesn't have a lenayr of the tasa dover. That chelik therefore the Yisrael did. If the Yisrael is, if a chelik of the mice was done by the Yisrael, and the mice of the Zohar happened to this mice, just lacking in the mice of dover shein shalom, you can't say in the mice of dover shein shalom, because the Yisrael is, the Baal HaBeima was also mishutif in the mice. And therefore, Rava says the Behem is also. Yeah. Anyway, that's what I want to say. Okay, we're going to stop here. And we want to write the topic to those of you know the base, Karka Olam, Tosis. So, I'm excited. I'm excited to ask them. We don't have that much time. What do we have here? 3 more days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. What's the schedule? Well, what's after next week? What is it? Final or reading week?
This week is reading week.
Next week is final. I'm not going to shoot here. So that's it. So we have this this week. But Thursday we can still say. But Thursday, oh, Thursday's Yom Ha'atzmaut. Can we say Shiur Yom Ha'atzmaut? No, I don't mean it. I mean, are there special shiurs scheduled or something that's going to conflict?
Sure. Yeah, they usually do like a Siddur type thing, so it could be that.
It's the early Shiur. So let me know.
Okay.
Let me know. Maybe soon, maybe we'll. No, we're not going to finish before then, so. Oh, we're not. Okay. Then we'll see. I really want to get to the end of the pair. Oh my gosh, this year. I don't know. We'll see. We'll play it by your hat.